Well, hey there, boys and girls. It's your boy, Colt. Welcome to another episode of I See Dead Pixels. How are you doing? I hope good. I hope things are going great. I hope your life is fantastic so far this 2024. I'm doing all right. Personally, I ate a little bit too much tonight, so definitely having some heavy breathing. But that's okay. The sliders were delicious. This one's going to be a little bit of a quick one, just going over what was shown on Sony's State of Play. Not really much other news to cover right now. Mainly just that. First thing, what have I been playing? Still a ton of Power World. I've been playing a ton of Midnight Suns. That game is very fun. I've been playing a lot of Assassin's Creed Nexus VR on the Oculus. And I've been playing a crap ton of Racquet Club on VR, which is like it's a sport. It's not real, but like, it's very fun, very addicting. Definitely wish it was a sport, because that I think that would revolutionize a lot of studying things. Super fun one-on-one, or you can play in duos. Very fun little cross between tennis and racquetball, pickleball kind of thing. You're in a like walls are around you, so you bounce the tennis ball off the walls and whatnot. A lot of fun, definitely a lot of fun. I would love to stream that if I could figure that out, but yeah, that's all basically what I've been playing. Don't have a question today, unfortunately. So yeah, I think other than that, we'll just get into this, make this a quick, easy one for you guys to listen to and pull back out and go back about your day. So we had the Sony State of Play on Tuesday or Wednesday this week, I forget, to be completely honest, where they showed about 40 minutes of new games and whatnot. So we'll get into the first thing that was basically a small tease at the end, but I think pretty awesome. Hideo Kojima came out and is announced they're working on a third, he's working on a third new original IP since the establishment of Kojima Productions. It's a working title right now. It's called, Pheasant, something like that. It's a completely new action espionage for the next generation. It will be created using cutting-edge technology and the best talents from around the world. Don't know much on it yet. From just the little stuff that they showed, looks like it'll be pretty cool. Looks like the world will be pretty massive. And yeah, it'll be great to see a new IP out of him, other than, you know, Metal Gear. So next up, we have got a new game from Konami. Well, I should say two. Well, one, but an announcement of another game. Konami announced, stealth launched a free Silent Hill game called Silent Hill Short Message. You can go out there and download it now. And it's basically a way to introduce anyone new to the Silent Hill games into the world. With that, they also announced they will be creating a new Silent Hill game that's coming out down the road. Don't know much of it yet, but that's always great. I personally never played Silent Hill. I don't know if you guys have, if it's good or not. Let me know. Hit me up in the Discord. Find me on Twitter, etc. Let me know. And let me know if this is something you guys would want to see streamed. Yeah. But, you know, we'll see. But a lot of fun. Glad that that's getting a new game here coming out soon. Speaking of new games, too, they also announced Death Stranding 2 with a new trailer. And it's planning to launch in 2025. Still got the same main guy, I forget his name, the Walking Dead dude, I'm just going to call him that, but yeah, looks great. Death Stranding 1 was always fun. It'll be interesting to see the new one. After that, we also had Until Dawn announced for 2024, well, I guess a remake technically. Not remake. It's from 2015. New version built for PC and PS5. Fantastic. not a big horror game person, but, you know, that should be fun. Next game that looks super, super good is Rise of Ronin. That's coming out on March 22nd, and it's a... you play as like a, it's an action RPG. You play as like a ninja dude. Kind of reminds me a lot of like Assassin's Creed, at least from what it looks like. You know, you're running over buildings and whatnot. You have a cool sword. Looks really fun. Definitely can't wait for that to come out, and can't wait to see the Metacritic scores of that. Next up, we have a spinoff of Metro Exodus, which is Metro Awakening, coming out in VR in 2024. I forget if it was Exodus or the other one, whatever the first game in the series is. And it's a lot of fun. It's a nice little short game. It's definitely something I'm going to go out and buy a PSVR 2 for. Probably not even going to get a PSVR. I just, comparing it to all the other VR platforms there are, it's kind of lacking in my opinion. But hey, you know, keep coming out with some great FPSs that will rival, you know, the big ones like Call of Duty and whatnot. Next up, we got a new narrative shooter called Judas. This was announced about maybe over a year. Narrative shooter, horror kind of sci-fi story. It looks interesting. Looks very creepy. Definitely I'm on board with that. Right now it doesn't have a release date. But it is coming to Xbox, PC, and PS5. Game takes place aboard the Mayflower, a spacefaring city whose citizens are trained to tear each other apart for even the most minor infractions, and where machines control every aspect of business, art, and government. You, as Judas, are the driver of every event and a mysterious story with a new cast of characters to get us to know and to change, or to get to know and to change, in a world where every decision you make affects how the story unfolds. This game looks good. Without a release date so far, I'm guessing it's not coming out till 2025. But should definitely be interesting. A lot of really good realistic graphics on this. So definitely going to check that out. Next one that I am ready to for sure play. This should be super fun. It's a Sonic and Shadow Generations. Which Sonic Generations was released 14 years ago. This is basically a new remake, obviously. And it's going to have Sonic and Shadow playing through a lot of their famous old 3D and 2D time trials. Levels, I should say. So there's got like, you know, the famous Sonic Adventures, what is that, 2, where he's going through the city, rolling around at the speed of sound. So that'll be pretty cool. Should be interesting. See where that kind of goes. It's supposed to launch in fall of 2024 this year. So yeah, that'll be a nice little game to pick up if there's nothing else around. Next up, we got Dave the Diver's finally coming to PlayStation. This game has a huge cult following, very fun. It's coming out in April, and on top of that, they're doing a free Godzilla theme update in May. So that'll be super fun. If you don't know about Dave the Diver, you're basically this sushi chef who you go out all day. Obviously your name's Dave, and you dive and try to catch fish to then serve that night at your sushi hut. Ton of fun. Definitely suggest you guys playing it if you haven't yet. And with this whole Godzilla themed update, probably going to add just a ton more fun to it, and good on them for being able to get Godzilla personally. That's awesome. Next up, we have got Helldivers 2, Report for Duty. This is, the original game came out a decade ago. It's a sci-fi bug shooter. Launches February 8th to PS5 and PC. This is one that I'm probably going to pass, I'm going to be honest, but hey, go have fun with it. Don't really have much to say on it. I think that's about it as far as games that were announced on State of Play. What did you guys think about State of Play? Let me know. I'm there's some good things showing. There's, you know, there's some iffy things. Kind of just got to see where this all goes, you know. But, yeah, anyway, I think that's about it. Sorry this is a lower level all-around podcast episode. Really wasn't much to talk about other than the state of play. And the state of play was a little bit lackluster, for at least for me, in my opinion. So I didn't really have that much of a care of it. But here we are. Hopefully we get some new news this week and give something more fun to talk about. And hopefully I don't eat my stomach to explosion next week. But yeah. Anyways, I hope you guys are doing good. I hope you guys are, you're having fun. I hope things are going well. If anyone got the Apple Vision 2 or Vision Pro, whatever, the Apple VR AR goggles, let me know. I really want to know. I really want to know if that $3,500 charge is worth it. I think it would be fun. I think I would enjoy it. Problem is I don't have $3,500 to spend on it. And I'm kind of amazed how many people have already bought it. Like, that's crazy to me. Not hating on it. I'm hating on the price, but I'm not hating on the device. I definitely think it's crazy. And would I hate having one? No, I would absolutely love it. I'd probably use it every single day. Yeah. I don't know. Again, let me know if you guys got one. Hit me up on Twitter or the Discord. Tell me my wrong opinions. Yeah. Other than that, you know, thank you guys for listening. Please keep up some good ratings. Some 5-star ratings would just be phenomenal. Telling your friends about it. Telling your friends about the Discord. And finding me on Twitter at ColtBoost45 to be exact. And, yeah, keep coming. Keep coming. I appreciate you guys listening. I appreciate every one of you. All 8 of you. But, I appreciate it. So, that's about it for me this week. If you haven't yet, check out my other podcast called For My Future Therapist. I'm trying to figure out how to get all that crap figured out with, like, getting it to upload to the other platforms. Right now, I only have the Apple podcast app and the Spotify app, because you have to go in, like, individually do each thing. But anyways, I'll talk about that on the other podcast. So yeah, make sure you go ahead and give a listen to that as well, and keep hanging out. Keep cooking, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And yeah, have a great weekend, or have a great week, I should say. Have a great week, everyone, and enjoy yourselves. You deserve it. Thank you, guys. Bye.